always be clear where you get your conservative talk.
The St. Louis Business Journal is now reporting that liberal billionaire George Soros is the largest shareholder of Odyssey,
the parent company of KMOX and 97.1 Talk.
Soros' maneuver raises critical questions about the future of media ownership and influence.
Money and attention is power. And when he has the money and he controls what's on the radio stations, he's going to be able to control the minds, essentially hundreds of millions of Americans.
St. Louis's trusted source and number one.
For conservative talk.
This is News Talk STL.
For podcast articles and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
It is calm and quiet on campus this morning, but just a few hours ago, there were tense confrontations between protesters and UCLA police. You would hear the crowd chanting, "Let her go," as one pro-Palestinian protester was taken away in handcuffs last night. UCLA police tell us they did take approximately 25 people into custody for violating university orders to disperse and also blocking access to buildings on campus while some students were taking final exams. At points, we could see some protesters carrying wooden shields and other barricades, attempting to set up new encampments similar to the one on campus earlier this spring.
And will there be any accountability for these people? Welcome back to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show here at 101.9 94.1 News Talk STL. It is 5:06 in the PM Central Daylight Time here on June the 11th, 2024. Welcome back to the program. You can watch us, listen to us on about a bazillion different ways. Just remember, your phone is your radio these days. Download that News Talk STL app. You can carry us with you around the planet. You can take that app and you can Bluetooth it to speakers in your car, speakers at home, whatever, and so on and so forth. Thanks for joining us this afternoon throughout the day. We got Larry Connors USA coming up at 6:05. Chris has got all the teaser talking points for that. We'll tell you what those are at 5:45 p.m. And we're going to talk to Dr. Randy Tobler at 5:25. Chris, I got a question. So it's June the 11th. Mm-hmm. Why are they celebrating Juneteenth already? Isn't that June 19th?
I think that's the official holiday. Okay. Is the 19th. A lot of times, you know, Tim, with these political things, this is where it fit best on the calendar.
This is where they can have the big display.
We've got next week a bunch of things. We can't do it, so we're just going to do it on the 11th. That would be my best guess. Now, Tim, speaking of that clip that we brought in, I will never, ever, for the life of me, understand how these people think that shutting down highways, blocking ambulances from getting to people that are in need, or things of that nature, or disrupting students trying to take their final exams. I will never understand how these people think that those type of tactics will endear them to the public and make people want to join their cause celebrate. I don't understand how inconveniencing people will make people want to join up with you. Mm-hmm. Please explain the psychology of that to me. They keep doing it over and over and over.
Attention seekers. And I could use a lot worse word. I could say attention seeking, you know what, you know, and that's what they are. And you know, Chris, this is what really infuriates me, because you and I both know a lot of young people, and we know a lot of young people who are involved in politics, and they're not all like this. But yet, this is what gets the attention.
But do they realize, Tim, they are hurting the cause? They're getting attention, but do they realize that in the long term that you are turning people off to your cause, even though you're putting eyeballs on your cause? I mean, is that too much for them to comprehend that? Or?
Yeah, they don't know or they don't care. Or, Chris, worse yet, this is what they were taught to do by their left-wing liberal elders, right?
They're getting paid by the hour.
Because they don't care if this causes chaos, confusion, a breakdown of the system, because the Uber left no longer just wants to participate in peaceful civil unrest. They want to destroy the system, right? They want to wreck things. They want to break things. They want to burn things. And Chris, here's the biggest problem.
Soros is paying these people too.
Exactly. And here's the biggest problem. The accountability is not fair across the board. And I can hear my father right now saying, Tim, life's not fair. It's not even close. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you've got all these incidences around the country. And I'm glad that they cleared these students. I'm glad that arrests were made. But you know what then they do, Chris? They turn around. They let everybody go.
Yeah.
They let everybody go. Nobody gets so much as a parking ticket. Nobody gets a summons, and they're let go. I agree that January 6th was not the best moment for our nation's history. And a lot of Many people did a lot of dumb things, but that was not emblematic of Trump supporters across the country. There's 330 plus million people in the United States of America. How many were at the Capitol that day? A few hundred, a few thousand, whatever it might be.
And a fraction of them did. Out of the thousands that were there, there was still a fraction.
And my point on that is I'm not apologizing for it. I'm saying it wasn't as big of a deal as the left is blowing it up to be. And it was one day. It was one incident. Here we have weeks and weeks and months and years of left-wing liberals tearing down, burning down, destroying, dismantling, and then they get let go on the backside. See, that's the thing. Whereas we on the right, we pass gas the wrong way. It's a federal case and you're hauled before a federal court and you're indicted and you're tried not by a jury of your peers. They put you in a horrible venue. Now, a little bit of justice today for the Biden family. But again, I worry that they're going to use that as an excuse. Once the Bidens recover from the shock, and I do think they were shocked that Hunter got convicted on all four charges, they're going to say, okay, well, we've all suffered enough. Can you all please now leave us alone? No, you've enriched yourselves off the backs of taxpayers in various questionable, possibly nefarious criminal ways for decades. And so the two tiers of justice, it has to do with not only who gets caught, but what's the result, right? What's the accountability on the back end? And here we are, 3 years since January 6th, and you and I are still blamed. I was in Springfield, Missouri that day. Mm-hmm. You were probably here somewhere in St. Louis, but yet we get blamed for something we had nothing to do with. And meanwhile, on the left, the people that actually commit these offenses are let go. And Chris, I think it's because they're taught to do it and they should know better, but they don't. Now, I also think this also obfuscates all the great work that young people are doing across this country. I had a great experience today. There was a young lady who is interning for ALEC this year. And one of the guys from ALEC called and said, hey, all of our interns have to interview somebody. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys suggested you. And I said, oh, well, that's nice. I'm honored. And so this young lady, she just graduated from college. Mm-hmm. She's from Pennsylvania. Doesn't know me from a hole in the wall. She looked up my bio and then she interviewed me. She had 7 or 8 very well thought out questions. I talked to her for almost an hour and I was impressed with her poise, her intellect, her, I could tell she has a skill that many of us need to work harder on, listening, you know, not just talking. And she was a real pleasure to work with. And Chris, it's experiences like that where I'm like, okay, there are good people in the generations below us, and we can only hope that they're part of the silent majority.
Yeah, I had that similar experience when I was on the Cruz campaign. There were a lot of younger people on the campaign, high school, college age, most of them. A lot of them were homeschooled and really gave me a bright light hope for the future, because what you see with these kids nowadays, with all they want to do is play video games and they want to get out of college and making $100,000 a year with their art history degree. You know, there is a graphic that's going around on Facebook, and it was Fox News that was talking about these young college graduates that are going to on their first job interviews. Mm-hmm. And it's just frightening, Tim. It was like 70% of them, they won't look the interviewer in the eye. A lot of them have unreasonable job expectations and salary requirements. But here's the one that was the ultimate kicker. The ultimate kicker. You're 22 years old. You've got a degree. You're ready to face the world. And you bring your freaking parent or a parent to your job interview.
Oh, no. No.
Like you're in high school, you know, interviewing down at the local Dairy Queen. You bring your parents with you to a professional job interview, your first job, that you don't have the wherewithal to know that that's probably not the right thing to do. Is a sad commentary on Generation X, Y, wherever the hell they are now. But that's sad.
You sometimes have to let the birds fly from the nest. You know, you always hope they come home. It's sad when the kids grow up and start leaving. We're going through some of that now, but you it's also good for them because they need to be resilient and independent. And you know, I just worry that, you know, with the daily the media mantra is not to report the stories that you and I just told about, the experiences we've had with young people. The stories that get the attention are the looters and the destroyers destroyers and the burners and the anti-Semites that we're seeing on these college campuses. And then you wonder, is there any justice for those people as well? I'm going to talk all about that a little bit in the speaker stump speech here in just a second. But let me tell you what we got coming up the rest of the hour. Yes, the good Dr. Randy Tolbert. Boy, do we have a lot to discuss with Randy today, from Joe Biden freezing at the Juneteenth. Well, we'll ask the good doctor. We'll ask the good doctor about that. We'll also ask him about what he thinks about the Hunter Biden verdict and the continued data dumps that we keep seeing from places not like Fox News or Newsmax, but from CNN. Mm-hmm. CNN data analysts, they're dumbfounded by the shift of minority voters continually towards Donald Trump. What is the allure? We'll see if the good doctor has got the prescription for our maladies and solutions here, and we'll talk to him at 5:25. And then at 5:45, we'll wrap things up. Chris will have all the teasers for Larry Connors. Going to tell you what Larry Connors has coming up tonight at 6:05. All right.
And it's not MASH.
It's not MASH. Without further ado, let's discuss the two tiers of justice that continue to rage all across these United States of America.
Listen to me.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
It's time for the Speaker's Stump Speech, sponsored by Hanson's Tree Service at hansonstree.com.
The only threats to democracy, the only way to save democracy, is to not vote for Joe Biden, because he's the one, he and his ilk, his handlers, they're the ones that are the true threats to democracy. They throw out, the left and the media throw out that epithet about Trump because they think because of an incident that occurred over, you know, nearly 3 years ago, January the 6th. Actually, that was more than 3 years ago. Yeah, 3.5 years ago now. They think because of January 6th, 2021, that somehow they can always say that Donald Trump and Republicans are the only threat to democracy. What about all the threats to democracy that we've seen actually occur under the Biden administration, which took over? Look, as much as you want to continue to harp on January 6th, Donald Trump did not stay in the White House, okay? He voluntarily left. I watched it on the TV, so it must be true, right? He got in the helicopter, he waved goodbye to everybody and he left. We did have a transition of power. Some people say, well, it wasn't as peaceful as it should have been. You know, this was a contentious election. And the more we learn about how many lies were told to us during COVID, the more we learn about the suppression of information that should have come out before the election. Hunter Biden laptop. Yeah, we're going to still be talking about that. The more that, I'm not saying people were justified, I'm saying people had a reason for their anger and their anxiety and their irritation and their aggravation about the 2020 election. The 2020 election was not the most pristine, perfect election, despite what CNN and MSNBC want to continue to tell you. It was anything but. It was probably one of the clunkiest, weirdest, most bizarre, and I'm going to say it, and YouTube can continue to throttle us again, most questionable elections that we've ever had. And you know what? You can even use the R word. You can even say it's rigged, because you know who said that? Time Magazine. Time Magazine, that's something Dan Bongino talks about all the time. I carry that article with me because every once in a while I like to go back to and read it. Time Magazine wrote about how there was this huge effort behind the scenes, an unholy alliance between the media, corporate America, and others, basically to rig the 2020 election. Now, they don't talk about it maybe in the same exact language that we on the right might discuss and suggest, but they wrote the freaking Bible on how the election was likely tilted towards Joe Biden. Once Joe Biden got into the White House then, did you think he was going to treat all Americans fairly? Heck no, and he hasn't. The two tiers of justice that we continue to complain about are no more evident than what we've seen today. Yes, Hunter Biden finally had some small amount of justice that he deserved. But trust me, they're going to use that to try to say that nothing else should be looked at in the Biden family. And the Biden family has largely escaped a lot of circumspection. For instance, how come Joe Biden's transcript of his discussion with special counsel Hur hasn't been released? You know, come on. You know that if that had been a Republican president, not only would it have been released, it would have been leaked about 5 minutes after it came out. How about the fact that while we continue to let crazy Yehu anti-Semitic river to the sea protesters on college campuses run rampant. Yeah, we clear them off, we run them through processing, and then we basically release them, never to be seen again. While we have an open border where people are literally committing federal crimes probably every half second of every day called illegal immigration. While we have all that going on, while our Justice Department, our FBI, our CIA, they all look the other way on that, who are they targeting? Well, they're targeting Donald Trump, their chief political opponent, but not just him. We always say, if they can get after Donald Trump, they can get after you. They are getting after you. We've had story after story of the targeting of regular, average, everyday Americans who are simply exercising their constitutional rights, getting in trouble for daring to speak out against the multi-million dollar death cult abortion industry, daring to go to their kids' school boards and say, you know, maybe I don't want my son Johnny being told that he's really a Jane, or vice versa. Or maybe I don't want little Nancy or Joey or Susie or Jill or Bob or Tom or whoever, whatever kids are named these days, maybe I don't want them being told that if they're a minority, they're automatically oppressed and they're always going to be a victim. If they're not a minority, they're always horrid because they are the oppressor, right? The haves versus the have-nots. This communist Marxist theory that is being utilized in the race baiting world. A memo came out today from our good friends at Advancing America Freedom. It is a 501c4 that is does a lot of work on behalf of former Vice President Mike Pence. The guy who runs that's a friend of mine. His name's Paul Teller. He's a great dude. Got this little memo today where they're pushing back hard on the most politically corrupt Department of Justice we've ever seen under one Merrick Garland. Quick note here, quick paragraph I want to read to you here. Advancing America Freedom requested the documents regarding the FBI targeting Catholics. Remember that? Well, they got back a document. This is what their response was to that. Dear Attorney General Garland, imagine our disappointment to receive an almost entirely redacted document as a response to our request for documentation from the FBI relating to a memo discussing the surveillance and infiltration of Catholic groups. A document, I might add, that has been publicly available for months in almost its entirety. A vast majority of the executive summary, as well as the entire perspective, outlook, intelligence gaps, and opportunities are redacted. The released version contains only two complete sentences out of the entire thing of substantive material. By comparison, a publicly available version of this memo contains 6 pages of substantive material. The fact that Advancing America Freedom even had to make this request around the subject of the surveillance and infiltration of Catholic groups is disturbing and chilling even amongst itself. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody in America was treated the same when it came to our constitutional freedoms? Advancing America Freedom says, the memo from the FBI is a troubling development for America's freedom of association. As such, we are not the only Americans who expressed interest in understanding the FBI memo on, quote, radical traditionalist Catholic idea. I've been Catholic my whole life. I didn't know that was a thing. It's apparently something the FBI has created. It is the subject of a letter from the U.S. House of Representatives Committee on the Judiciary, 4 senators, 15 members of Congress, and on and on and on. A lot of people want answers from our FBI, and the last thing they are apparently doing is providing it. We live in a dangerous world indeed, and it seems like many of our once reliable institutions are making it even more so. And that's the Speaker's stump speech for today. You know, Chris, maybe they should be actually going after real crime and real criminals instead of what they consider to be ultra-traditional radical Catholic groups.
Well, to them, we are the threat to America. Christian nationalism, that's their new buzzword. That's people that believe in God, faith, and country. That's a threat to the United States.
We're the dangerous ones.
Yeah, you remember what they said, that FBI put out a report. They are more worried about domestic terrorism than Al-Qaeda and Iran. So we know where their priorities are.
Mm-hmm. And the long list of illegal immigrants that you read the other day from countries all across the globe. We're going to talk to Dr. Randy Tobler about many of those issues and more. Keep it right here. We'll be right back with the good doctor right after these quick words. Thanks for joining us. As always, Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show, 101.9/94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
Basically, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is going to be announcing this change later today, along with Vice President Kamala Harris. What this rule is going to do is basically make it so that medical debt is not going to show up on your credit report. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says this is going to affect 15 million people.
Wow.
Some credit reporting companies have kind of voluntarily started doing this, but they say those 15 million people are still having it show up and it is affecting their ability to get a loan.
I would just wonder if anything the government does these days makes things work better or worse and will make them more expensive.
And I'll tell you one thing. This is straight up pandering. Years ago in another life, Tim, I worked in a collection agency and we saw many medical bills. And it was kind of known within the industry that because people had so many medical bills that were unpaid, a lot of them were double billed and all of that, that credit companies that were extending you credit would discount your medical bill. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure there are instances of it, but the common practice what I remember is they didn't look at medical bills.
Is the whole system just set up to fail? Let's ask our next guest because he'll definitely know.
Gentlemen, we're about to enter the fascinating sphere of police work. The world of forensic medicine.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Randy Tobler, truth warrior, woke destroyer.
Doctor, give me the news.
As he does every Tuesday afternoon, Dr. Randy Tobler at Randy Tobler MD joins us once again. Doc, do we throw the flag on this latest vote buying scheme from the Bidens and call it pandering, 15 yards and automatic penalty box?
Well, of course. I mean, look, they're going to come up with whatever scheme they can, right, to try to buy votes. And it's almost as good as not taxing tips, but that's okay. We're just joining the crowd on the Trump side. But, you know, whatever. That's what politicians do. Look, I think that at the end of the day, there's no doubt that medical bills are a real anchor on, you know, a large majority of Americans, actually. The sad part is they don't need to be as high as they are.
Mm-hmm.
Medical care shouldn't cost what it does. But ever since the government got into health care in the first degree, and then when Obamacare put it all on steroids, these will all become jobs programs for lawyers, consultants, medical directors of insurance companies, a lot of people in gleaming buildings, and with bricks and mortar and very little care given on. They ration care very well, but they don't do much else.
Dr. Tobler, yesterday, of course, the big news, Hunter Biden was found guilty on all three felony counts that he was facing. So this means that the Biden Justice Department is fair and the justice system, there's no two-tier justice system after this verdict, right?
Yeah, case closed.
All done.
I mean, you know, it's all done. Look, I think it's, you know, sadly, this is going to be bought. Exactly the narrative that you just described, of course, will be all over the CNN, the MSNBC, all of the three major networks, all of the legacy, you know, media. And, you know, there will be very little pushback from folks that aren't really thinking this through, which sadly happens to be a large swath of America. What I'm really curious about is what's going to happen with the sentence, and will that be even further ammo for the left to say, well, look, I mean, you know, come on, Hunter broke the law, he's going to jail, we're going to put Donald Trump in a jumpsuit, you know, he's got to wear some stripes for a while. Are they just solid orange?
I don't think, I think stripes was the 30s, Dr. Tobler.
I age myself.
you know, Doc, as minuscule as this rebalancing of the scales of justice might be, right? And you know, eventually after they get over the shock of this, the Biden family is going to say exactly what Chris just suggested. Oh, now we can all just move on. Doc, it will be interesting for the next maybe 24 hours or so until they get their sea legs back to watch how MSNBC and CNN, the Washington Post, and the New York Times, how they treat all this, because up to this point, Doc, the narrative was, oh, poor Hunter Biden, poor 52-year-old Hunter Biden. He's just misunderstood, the poor addict that he is. I mean, they are going to have to come to grips with the fact that, yeah, there's a convicted felon now in both Trump and Biden world, aren't they?
No, they are. They're going to, and the fact that, I mean, there was such a delay of the prosecution on this, and I think the real story, and again, will it get fair play? Will it get really what I think is the big story about this whole Hunter Biden episode, aside from the fact that what was on the laptop was not Russian disinformation. That's a whole different, you know, story. But, you know, the fact that he almost escaped prosecution. If that judge had not done her homework and taken a deep dive into what the prosecutors and the Biden defense team were up to, I mean, frankly, that's the story of a two-tier justice system right there. I mean, that was giving someone with a B on the front of their shirt and a D on the back of their shirt, Biden Democrat, that they was going to give them a pass, right? I mean, it was going to be unbelievable and give them immunity from a lot of other stuff, mm-hmm. the tax charges and everything else. So, I mean, sadly to me, that's the thing that's going to go largely unrecognized. And the headline will be, look, he's facing the music, so does Donald Trump. Because after all, they were both, I mean, really serious crimes. I mean, the guy that was doing drugs and was lying on federal firearms applications and wielding a drug while he was addicted, that's a minor crime. And after all, a guy who makes a line item, you know, a repetitive line item accounting error, for crying out loud, oh, man, that's a real threat to society, a real menace. We need to put that ankle bracelet on him at a minimum.
Speaking with Dr. Randy Tobler, host of The Randy Tobler Show on News Talk STL, Saturday mornings from 6 to 9. Dr. Tobler, what we are witnessing with the left, with their politics of destruction and their acquire power at any cost, we're witnessing that at just a new level we've never seen before. I'm speaking specifically with the Supreme Court. They are on a mission to get Alito. They are on a mission to get Justice Thomas today. Someone is secretly recorded Judge Alito, where he made these super controversial comments. They said there were differences between the left and right that can't be compromised. Oh, my God. And then he said to return our country to a place of godliness. Oh, how controversial. And then you meant put on top of that, where you had the Dobbs decision that was released by some lefty on the court also. I mean, what we're seeing, the left trying to destroy the court, it's unprecedented.
Well, yeah, and, you know, but I got to tell you, I'm about done with Alito and the right as well. I mean, my God, what has this country come to? Restoring a country to godliness? I mean, I don't know. I'm going to join one of the expats that go over to Russia, down to Mexico. You know, I hear there's some nice hilltop communities there, because I can't talk. What have I ever heard of this country where, you know, the Ten Commandments are all over our buildings, God is all over our currency. I mean, everything has been God from our very founding, but my goodness, now trying to return this secular, atheistic, immoral, and depraved society to some semblance of recognizing a higher order power in our lives, it's preposterous. I think I'm voting for RFK.
Ah, the horror. Doc, and is that why, despite the fact that, you know, there's all this Trump derangement syndrome and there's never Trumpers, definitely on both sides of the aisle, you know, Americans, just Americans that don't drink from the political fire hose like all of us every day, are shifting more and more away from the Democratic Party. And they're saying, you know, if Trump's the only other choice, we're going with him because he's not freaking crazy. He's not trying to transition our kids. He's not trying to teach us that we're all communist, racist, Marxist. He's not. He doesn't want to bankrupt the nation. He doesn't want to sell us out to China. I mean, Doc, in deep blue Minnesota and in very purple Virginia, even, Donald Trump appears to be widening the electoral map while Joe Biden is the ever shrinking president. I mean, there's something going on here, despite the media's best efforts, right?
You're right. I mean, against all odds, Americans are waking up to the fact that when you go blue, you go broke. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. And I'm talking blue in a political sense. Obviously, we all back the blue in the law and order sense. But you're right. I mean, I think that they've had an entrenched and poorly informed media, and, you know, look at the unions that were formerly such a large part of the coalition for the Democrats, and I think, you know, they're finally realizing, and I'm sorry to say that I don't think they're realizing it in the large metro areas, but I think in the suburbs and in some of the you know, larger rural communities that may have in the past, like up in the Northeast and maybe Minnesota, so forth, they may be having second thoughts and thinking, you know, doing the same thing over and over again and pulling the lever for the Democrats hasn't been working out really well for me and my family. Mm. It's not working well for our pocketbooks. It's not working out well for the cohesion of what I knew was a successful, sort of the ideal Ozzie and Harriet thing that, you know, boy, that used to be something I could aspire to. The Democrats have blown that apart with a welfare system that actually disincentivizes dads to stay around and families to stay together, people to be able to be free to start a business, because under the Democrats, especially in the last 10, 15 years, big business is making the regulations that only big business can do, and it's shutting me out for maybe starting my own small business, having any success. Mm-hmm. They're regulating me to death. They're taxing me to death. They pour money into an economy that was actually recovering. I've had it. I'm thinking that people are beginning to wise up. You're right.
Dr. Tobler, according to the Wall Street Journal, U.S. overdose deaths declined slightly last year. Does that mean we're getting a handle on the fentanyl cases? And second, the CDC has reported another case of bird flu last week. Should we be worrying about this?
I don't know. You got to talk to Dr. Fauci.
You're the science, Dr. Tobler. You are the science.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of variations on the bird flu. There's the bird flu, and then there's the bird flu, right? And I think that until we have any solid evidence that you have both a highly transmissible and a highly virulent virus, I'm just not going to get too uptight about it. Mm. What I am concerned about, though, is that in response to what was an oversell and an overzealous approach to the COVID, well, I think initially, I think I can excuse it away, but I think if you look at the big picture, it was an overzealous approach for too long when the data said, hey, we need to be more selective. But in view of the pushback on that, and well-earned criticism of the scientific community and the medical community and the official, you know, the institutions, the FDA and the CDC, I'm just afraid that when something really bad that warrants some serious mm-hmm. public health measures to be instituted or at least to be highly recommended, I'm just afraid people are just going to blow it off. And you know, that's going to be sad. And it's going to be, I think we haven't heard... We haven't heard the last side effect of what was bad medicine in the COVID era. And that side effect could be that, you know, when we need to listen to the medical community, the vast majority of whom want to do the right thing, and, you know, if they get the government out of their backs, I think we'll do the right thing. I think that it could come back to boomerang on us. So I'm not too worried about the bird flu until I have more data on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Doc, I share that same concern with you. I think it's something to be cognizant of indeed. Doc, what are you focusing on this week, either on your morning show at 93.9 The Eagle in Mid-Missouri? If folks are rolling through Mid-Missouri, tune in, Doc, at 93.9 The Eagle out of Columbia, or every Saturday morning, 6 to 9. What are your big themes of the week? What are your focuses this week?
Well, you know, the theme that's developing more and more is the amazing hypocrisy that the left gets away with. I mean, the most recent one was this Alito thing that we talked about earlier. I mean, you know, the Hunter Biden story versus the Donald Trump story. I mean, that's a bit of hypocrisy. And similarly with Alito, people are up in arms over Project Veritas exposing Planned Parenthood, and then James O'Keefe, when he now is on his own, you know, getting these government officials a little tipsy over a little date night, and the cameras rolling, and they talk about things. But it's, you know, like, how dare they do that? What are you taking someone that's an advisor to the president, and you're tricking them into spilling the beans? But it's okay, isn't it, when someone on the left does that to Alito? And I think that we need to continue to really remind our listening public that, you know, this vicious, cruel way of interpreting what they hear on the one hand, as long as it's favorable to them, but not being balls and strikes people, at least we can say that I think most people on the right, most conservatives, will call people out when they need to be called out, regardless of what uniform they're wearing. Mm-hmm. And I think that applies to the Trump era, right? I mean, a lot of people say, hey, Donald, you know, if there were only 5,000 people at your rally, don't say it was the biggest rally that the planet's ever seen. Be honest. because we got enough on the solid political and policy, I mean, on the solid policy front to really make it happen. And, you know, I'm excited about that, and we're going to keep hammering on these big picture items that I think the Americans need to be on the lookout for as they decide who and which initiative petition, by the way, to vote for.
And you know what I find really ironic, Dr. Tolba, you and I are old enough to remember this, but 60 Minutes made their bones off of doing Project Veritas type of reporting. Now that they do it, oh my God, you didn't do these journalistic standards and this and that and the joke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
It definitely is,
yeah,
indeed. Really is. Doc, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. At Randy Tobler, MD on Twitter. And of course, you can listen to him every Saturday morning, 6 to 9 a.m. right here at News Talk STL. Randy, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Randy.
Hey, thanks for having me. See you next time.
Mm-hmm. There you go. We sure will. 5:46 in the p.m. Chris and I are going to wrap things up, hand you over to Larry Connors USA in just a memento. Yeah.
You know what we're going to talk about? Everybody is on this Buc-ee's trend. I've never been to a Buc-ee's. Well, I got a mega Buc-ee's story coming up after the break. This is, you know, is kind of ridiculous.
I love
it. We'll just leave it at that.
I love it.
Ridiculous.
We're going to hear all about it and more when we return. 101.9-94.1 News Talk STL.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.
5:52 on the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show. A lot of decisions to be made on this show, and I was contemplating on which clip to bring in. And the crack great producer that we have, he came up with the perfect answer. He just said, let's come in. So thank you, Joy, for that programming help. I don't know what I could have done it without you. Thank
you. We want
to
know about the Buc-ee's. We want to know about Buc-ee's.
All right.
Gas stations are huge now.
All right, here is the Buc-ee's. I have to admit, I have never been to a Buc-ee's. I was telling the guys during the break that, I don't know, I just have this thing about, hey, dear, let's go down to Buc-ee's and get dinner. I don't know. A gas station is food you throw in a microwave for a couple of minutes. You know, now Quick Trip, of course, has expanded their thing. We don't get into that. But let's talk about Buc-ee's.
Yes, I love Buc-ee's.
Buc-ee's has opened the world's largest convenience store 50 miles south of Austin in Luling, Texas. That opened up yesterday. This Buc-ee's, y'all, has 120 gas pumps.
Woo!
120 gas pumps, a 75,000 square feet store, and the world's cleanest bathrooms. Isn't that the tagline?
Mm-hmm.
The Texas-based Buc-ee's, renowned for huge locations and super clean bathrooms. This Buc-ee's is almost 30 times the size of a traditional convenience store, which averages 2,500 square feet. There are now, and this surprises me, there are only 50 Buc-ee's across the country, mm-hmm. with 36 locations in Texas.
So they're so Texas
big. Exactly. But I would have thought they would have had, you know, couple of thousand of these things already. That there's only 50 of these things really surprised me. I'm sure they got a very big outlay of capital.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, Chris, they are a sight to be seen. Is it really a convenience? Is it really a convenience store if it's a mega mall?
Yeah.
And secondly, I'm going to give a little shout out.
All
and
right.
Maybe we'll get them to advertise here someday. Wally's, the
right.
Wally's that we have here in St. Louis. I actually know the family that operates that.
Okay.
That's the Wallace Oil Company. The Wallace's.
Is that what it comes from? Okay.
Wallace. Yeah.
Excellent.
The Wallace's are great Americans. I'll just leave it at that. They're wonderful people. And I know one of the general managers, mm-hmm. down here. Well, I love Wally's. My kids love Wally's. You go in there, Chris, you'd be surprised
at
the
food. They got a good
brisket. They do.
All right. I love me a good brisket sandwich.
And the bathrooms at Wally's.
Always clean.
And Wally's are the same way. They are beautifully clean bathrooms. Anyway.
So, Tim, what exactly? Okay. You know, you go in a Quick Trip,
it's a
they're
novelty.
Clean. I mean, but I mean, when you say that these, I mean, because they must be immaculate.
Because
they, I mean, what
you can eat off the floor. You can eat off the floor. First of all, Chris, there's no doors to touch.
Okay.
They have these giant archways you walk
okay.
in, and then you walk around a corner so nobody's peeking in the bathroom.
Right.
You know. They have everything's very bright. Everything's
okay.
white. It's well lit.
I'm trying to imagine a super clean bathroom that's like the thing that motivated me to come to the store. Ooh, the bathroom.
I enjoy the bathroom. As you can tell, I'm getting excited. They have the faucets where everything comes out of one thing.
Okay.
The soap and then the water and then the dryer are all in this like row. Dude, I'm excited about the bathrooms. They have this huge crisp, if you like beef jerky, wall of beef jerky, a wall of beef jerky. They've got all these giant drink machines, and they make fresh food. They make brisket on Fridays. They make these huge cod fillet sandwiches.
Wow.
I'll take you to Wally's sometime.
I will have to go to Wally's. Yeah. Wow. Or Bucky's or one of those and get that experience. Mm-hmm. Guys, here's a story that should not surprise you, but it's kind of facts here. The Democrats have become significantly more liberal over the last quarter century. Does this shock you? This comes from new figures from Gallup. The latest data shows 32% of Americans identify as conservative, 32% identify as moderate, and 33% identify as liberal on social issues. Specifically, the share of voters who say they are basically liberal has increased substantially since 1999, a 10 driven exclusively by the rise in the Democrats branding themselves this way. There have been a similar shift toward more liberal economic views, though a plurality, 39% of Americans still say they hold conservative views on the economy. So it's what you say all the time, Mr. Speaker. The country is basically what?
It is polarized.
Yeah, it's center. Well, you always say this
center right.
This center-right. Is a center right country.
It's a
center right
country. And Chris, thank God, our good friends at Gallup told us that the Democrats have gotten more liberal. Right.
Well, I guess now we can see it in black and white and
scientific
quantified. We just
proof.
Can't just say they're commie whacked out liberals. Now we have it down here in black and white, Tim. You know, we got Larry Connors USA coming up next from six to eight. I was going to promote Larry to 8 to 10 or 6 to 10, but from 6 to 8, Larry Connors USA, he's going to talk about would Biden pardon Hunter but not Trump. Joel Griffith, Heritage on Bidenomics damage. Of course, Joel Griffin will be with us later this month. And True the Vote on plans to allow illegals to vote, a pesh issue of both Tim and I. You have been listening to the Tim Jones and Chris Arp Show on 101.9 94.1 News Talk SDL, number one for live and local conservative talk. Drive safe and have a great evening.
For podcasts, articles, and more, find us on newstalkstl.com.